Shalom, today's daf yomi is Moed Katan daf chav tes Moed Katan 29. Today's daf yomi brings us to the last daf of Maseches Moed Katan, and we thank Hashem Yisbaruch for giving us the strength to complete a podcast on every daf in Moed Katan, and may we be zocha to do every daf in all of Shas together. So with such gratitude to Hashem Yisbaruch for this opportunity. So says the Gemara says on the last daf, Amar Rebbe Levi Bar Chayasa, Nifter min ames, somebody who departs from a dead body. So when they leave the dead body, lo yomer lo leich l'shalom, they shouldn't say go in peace, go to peace. El leich b'shalom, go in peace. Hanifter min achai, somebody who leaves from a living person, lo yomer leich b'shalom, shouldn't say go in peace. El leich l'shalom, go to peace. Go to peace. And Marshall explains, what's the difference between these two expressions? If you say lech l'shalom, go to peace, that implies that every place that it's his desire to go there, he's going to find peace. Meaning to say, he should be successful in all the things that he's going to do there. And that's what you're going to say to a person who's alive. But to a dead person, he already finished all of his actions on this world. So it doesn't say that you should be successful in the place you're going to. But rather, it's more appropriate to say, go in peace. Meaning to say that the going itself, that is, should be with peace. And without anything disturbing you or blocking you. But to a living person, you don't say that because that implies that the going itself should be in peace, but not when you get there. And so that's the difference between lech l'shalom or lech b'shalom. So too, like the Ritva explains, l'shalom is a blessing on the place that you're going to. B'shalom is a blessing on the place where you come from. And that applies from a dead body to a dead person, because he's going from here in peace, whereas the living person is trying to do something good in the place that they get to. That's the difference between lech l'shalom and lech b'shalom. Haniftar min ames, so it says the Gemara that if somebody departs on the dead body, you shouldn't say lech l'shalom or lech b'shalom. What's the source for this idea? Because it states in Genesis chapter 15, verse 15, when Hashem promises Avram, atah tavor avosecha b'shalom, now you shall come to your father's house in peace. Meaning to say that when a person leaves when a person goes to the base olam, he should say bishalom, that's in peace. And the source for the idea that when you leave from a living person, you should say lech l'shalom, hanifter min achai, when you depart from somebody who's alive, lo yomar lo lech b'shalom, don't say go in peace, el lech l'shalom, go to peace. Shari David shamar avshalom, David said to his son Avshalom when he left him in 2 Samuel 15 verse 9, lech b'shalom, he said go in peace, and halach, and Avshalom went v'nitla, and in the end he got caught on by his hair on the tree and he was killed. So we see from here that was a bad blessing. Whereas Yisrael, Moses said to him, Sha'amar Moshe, he said to Moshe, when Moshe was going back from Midian to Mitzrayim, he said, Lech l'shalom, go to peace, meaning go change the world, go bring a redemption to the world. And halach v'etzliach, and indeed Moses went and was successful, and Moses became a leader for all the people, and he led the people of Israel out of Egypt. I'm a Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi taught, Ko ayotze mi beis hakneses v'beis hamidrash. Rabbi Levi said, whoever leaves a synagogue and goes to the beis medrash, mi beis hamidrash v'beis hakneses, whoever leaves a beis medrash, a yeshiva, and goes to the synagogue, meaning to say that he engages in both Torah and prayer without any interruption, and that's his main aspect in life, is Torah and prayer, and he engages in Torah and prayer without any ceasing, then those people, Zochel Mekabel Pnei HaShechina, he's going to merit to receive the Shechina, to receive the Divine Presence when it comes his time to die. As it states, Yechol Mechayol Ochayol Yeira'eh Elokim B'tzion, whoever goes from strength to strength will be seen by God in Zion. Michael Ohio means somebody who goes from the Beis Medrash to the synagogue, and from the synagogue to the Beis Medrash, and from the foundation of Torah, from the toil of Torah to the toil of prayer. So that is the idea. And about them it says, Yireh Elokim B'tzion, that this person will be merit to see the face of the Divine Presence in the Upper Zion. So Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, the Gemara ends with this line, which is an unusual line. So Rechi Barashi says, in the name of Rav, Talmidei Chachamim, Ein Lehem Menucha Afilu Olam Haba. That the Torah scholars, they're not going to have any rest, even in the world to come. Meaning to say, they're not going to have any rest, as it states, Yelchum Michael Chayol Yerael Kim Bitzion. One who goes from strength to strength, and we'll see, or will be seen, to God in Zion. What does it mean that they're not going to have any rest in the world to come? So Rashi in the manuscript explains that this idea is that l'shevach. Rashi says this is not meant as a curse to the tzaddikim that they'll never have any rest even in the world to come, but rather holchem migan eden l'rakia l'rakia l'gan eden l'tayel v'osmoach. They're always going to be busy going from one place to another, from heaven to the Garden of Eden, from the Garden of Eden the reverse, meaning to say to see God. They're not going to be resting. That they're not going to be just lying in the graves. They're going to be going. The tzaddikim are going to be going from place to place to the kisei hakavod. Be walking around to all the places, enjoying the splendor. And the Riaf on the Ein Yaakov writes that this is the idea that it says in the Gemara that their lips are moving in the grave, meaning to say that they're always engaged in coming closer to Hashemayim, to Shechina, even after their death. That's the message of this idea. Talmidei Chachamim will not rest even in the world to come.